Derek, you're on.
Well, who's going to decide what the blockbuster movie of this coming year is going to be? You all are. Not you, not you, not any of, and not any one of you, but all of you together are going to somehow decide that. And the reason is because we all belong to a community that, in force, is going to go see one movie in large part over one other. And the reason that's going to happen is because we have friends, and those friends have friends, and those friends have friends. And when a lot of us goes and sees this movie, we'll say, that was a good movie. And that information will propagate through. This phenomenon is observed over and over and over again. We all belong to social networks. And these are responsible for huge phenomena that we observe in the world. As a computer scientist, I view these systems as things that we can measure, as things that we can study, and as things that we can actually predict. I'm interested in understanding the mechanisms by which social networks form, the mechanisms by which we understand and discover relationships, we build relationships with one another, we lose relationships with one another, and the way that information moves through those relationships. Now, this kind of structure doesn't just create blockbusters or popular blogs or decide who's going to be famous on Facebook. These also relate to very serious social issues that face society at large. Things that are really challenging our civilization, things like the AIDS epidemic in Africa, things like the rise of obesity in first world countries, even things like the economic downturn that we're experiencing right now. These are all a product of the way in which we as a community respond to a stimulus and propagate information or propagate disease. And so understanding the way that social networks actually behave and the way that they propagate information and the way that they propagate disease is very important. What I've actually focused on doing, what I continue to work on, is understanding the actual mechanisms that change social networks. Now, there's a variety of different ones. Three examples would be we can create relationships through meeting friends of friends. So I can actually, I have a friend, and I'll meet their friend at a party, and we create a new relationship. We can meet them randomly. I'll be standing out in the hall. You can come talk to me, and we'll create a new relationship as a result of that. And then we recognize that we also seek out popular people. For better or for worse, we tend to attach to people who seem to be popular. Those are three mechanisms by which social networks evolve. But the extent to which these play a part in school networks, in Facebook online, the extent to which they play a part in the rise of epidemics in Africa, change. And so in computational studies of social networks, we want to understand the different degree to which these three different processes play a role in forming different networks. And that allows us to predict the way that they'll behave, each different system. Thank you very much.